This somatic embracing practice is called The Rose Teaches the Thorns How to Pray. So I'd like you to take a slow breath with me, to inhale slowly through the nose, and then exhale even more slowly. As you exhale, you'll notice that your breath becomes slower and deeper. So now I'd like you to scan your body from your tiny toe on your left foot all the way to the top of your right ear, over the top of your head, back down to the center of your abdomen, and then allow your awareness to expand into your body so that you feel your hands, you feel your hips, your knees, your shoulders, and your lips. Scan your body for a place that feels warm, energized, and just really pleasant, really comfortable. For me, that space is the skin above my heart. So I'm moving my hand over my heart, touching my skin there in small circles. And I'm going to call this space, this calm, peaceful space, the rose. The rose is where safety lives, and the rose is where we will be moving the thorns. So the thorns in our body are places that haven't felt comfortable, places that have felt either pain or other protection signals. So by protection signals, I mean unconscious mind has been sending signals to protect us from a memory. So I'd like you to focus on the rose. Focus on that space in your body, wherever it is. Give it your attention. Breathe it in. And smell the scent of a large red rose. Feel the softness of the petals there. And then allow your awareness to expand down into the place where things have been less than comfortable, and choose a thorn, the most dominant sensation in your body, and move your awareness to the thorn and say hello to the thorn. Say, I see you, my little thorn. I feel you, my little thorn. I hear you. I hold you in my arms, and I carry you to calm. Forgive me for not forgiving you sooner, but now I'm ready to speak these words, even if I don't fully believe them yet. I forgive you, my thorn. And as you speak these words, move your hands over your skin. Moving your hands over your skin, on your arms, under your shirt, on your abdomen, your chest, your shoulders, even your cheeks, your head, your face, sends a really, really strong signal to unconscious, a safety signal, a nurturing signal. Touch is powerful. So we're bringing the energy of touch as we're aware of the thorn. And we say to the thorn, I love you, my thorn. I agree with your message of protection. I agree with your message, even though the volume with which you've been singing has made it so that I would prefer the volume to be lower. So I'm letting you know that I agree with you, that I hear you, that it's okay to whisper. And place your attention on that spot of sensation, wherever it is in your body, and say these words. I hold you, my thorn, and I carry you to the rose. I hold you in my arms, and I carry you to the rose, so that you can smell the sweet fragrance of the rose you protect, and know how strong she actually is. Look, little thorn, as the wind whips in from the ocean, blowing the rose, but the rose simply bends in the wind, and her fragrance is stronger than ever. She's supple. Her petals are soft, so they can handle the wind. They can handle the wind, so it's okay for you to soften as well. Like the fin of a dolphin, you can soften. I see you soften. I see you melt into the scent of the rose, swallowed by the rose, engulfed by the fragrance of the rose. I love you, my thorn. I carry you to calm. I forgive you. I forgive you because I agree with you. I agree with your message. And it's okay for you to whisper. It's okay for you to sink into the silence of the rose. And as we speak these words, we're feeling our body. We're feeling our arms. We're running our hands skin on skin, down our legs, on our back, on our abdomen, chest, arms, neck, wherever it feels most comfortable and soothing to touch. And the touch is a soft touch like the rose. And we move the sensation of the thorn to the fragrance of the rose, to be enveloped by that sweet scent and that loving, supple space where the thorn can soften. So we move our minds to the thorn, and we carry the thorn with our breath, inhaling the thorn and then exhaling the thorn into the rose. And the rose is so happy to see the thorn, to feel the thorn, and know my protector is here with me. We are one. We are soft. We're relaxed. Our whole body is relaxed. Our forehead can soften. And as our forehead softens, the rest of our body softens. We're connected with whatever we're touching, whether our feet are on the ground, rooted down into the earth, or our backs are on a bed, sinking into the softness of the earth. We're feeling the earth because we are the rose, we are the thorn, and we love the thorn as it embraces the rose, and we love the rose as it teaches the thorn that it's okay to fade, that it's okay to expand into fragrance, to relax into fragrance. We're holding the thorn is with the rose, and then we can move the thorn out of the rose into the room, 6 inches outside of our bodies, and then a foot outside of our bodies. We're using our conscious mind to move the sensation outside of our bodies into the room, shifting it, allowing it to move like breath moves out of our bodies into the space beyond us. So the sensation goes into the space beyond us. And this practice can be done with music. This practice can be done with the wind on our skin. It can be done outside with the sun on our skin and our eyes closed, staring up at the light, allowing the rose to bask in the beautiful light. We want to practice this as we see fit in a way that's relaxed, lighthearted, and enjoyable, so that unconscious mind knows that the thorn is fine and it can move to the rose and the sensation can fade. And as we practice this over the course of days, we'll find something that we really enjoy and really like, whether it's a cup of tea or a chip of chocolate or just sitting outside and listening to the birds, some sort of a pleasure, a bath, a song, a film, a dance, whatever it is. We're going to reward ourselves for this practice, but not every time, maybe on the second time, and then 3 times before another reward comes, and then maybe 4 times, then 2, then 3 again, so that unconscious feels the reward but continues to move towards the love and acceptance of the thorn. So this practice is particularly useful for any sensations in the body which need to be acknowledged in a way that will allow them to fade. The rose teaches the thorns how to pray. If you need more information on this practice, or you'd like to learn this practice directly from me, with me, in a Zoom session, then feel free to reach out. I know this practice is powerful because it's helped me on my own journey, and I hope that it can help you on your journey. I know that it will. I know that you will recover. And I know that the rose, the scent of the rose, will grow into a bliss in your life. I love you, and I'm here for you. As the rose is here for all of us, we lean in and inhale the beautiful fragrance. Thank you for meditating with me today. Enjoy your journey. Bring light to your journey. And watch as the adventure unfolds. and unexpected magic moves into your life.